We continue our learning Lili Nishmas David ben Menachem Lishem Nechav Yaakov and Pinchas Elio. We are in Nazir, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Now this Perek only has two Mishnayos, both are very long. We'll try to simplify them as best as possible. In order to understand this Mishnah, we need to introduce a concept that we have from Seder Taros. And that is that when we have a Suffolk Tumah, where we're not sure if someone became Tameh, as an example, if that is happening in a Rishus HaRabim, so Sveiko Tohor, we have the right to be lenient. If it's happening in a Rishus HaYachid, Sveiko Tameh, we are supposed to be strict. Now, what's considered a Rishus HaRabim? In Rishus HaRabim, the laws of Shabbos, we have one definition, but when it comes to the laws of Tumah, a Rishus HaRabim really means more than two people. This is derived from the Halachos of Sota. The Pasuk says, and Parshas Nasto v'nistara v'hinitma'a. The woman was secluded, and she became Tameah. Now, there, Tameah is not referring to the Tumah we're talking about, but we borrow that word, since the Torah used the word Tumah, contamination, impurity. We have the right to derive the following. When do we say that we have a case where she's it's a suffolk when it comes to a sota, whether she's Tameah Labala or not? Who's in that story? It is the woman and the potential boel. That's only two people who are secluded together, and that's a suffolk tumah in a rishus hayachid, and that's why we have to be strict. However, and that's why with all the laws of sota and the ceremony has to follow. But if I have more than two people, I have three people, that's even if they're in officially in a Rishus HaYachid, what we define, regarding Tumah, that's a Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, there's a Suffolk Tumah, we have the right to be lenient. Now, our mission is going to deal with two Nazirim where there was a Suffolk Tumah. Let's say they're both standing in a Rishus HaYachid, and one of them became Tameh. We don't know who became Tameh. How do they bring their Karbanos? Another introduction that's important. Let's say someone said to a Nazir, you know, Ra'isi Shenitmes, I saw you became Tameh. And the Nazir was silent. Or let's say the Nazir really was not sure. So even if we have, there's only one aid, one person testifying, I saw you became Tameh, this person is Naaman. And the Nazir will bring a Karban Tumah based on that one person's testimony. But let's say the Nazir contradicts him. Let's say he says, no, I didn't become Tameh. Then the aid is not Naaman. And even if you have two Eidim who say that the Nazir became Tameh, and the Nazir responds, Lo Nitmesi, I did not become Tameh, he doesn't bring a Karban Tumah based on their testimony. You'll say, what do you mean? He can't testify. If you have two Eidim, his word doesn't mean anything against two Eidim. They said he became Tameh. The answer is because we could explain when he says Lo Nitmesi means I'm not chayav to bring a Karban Tumah, meaning I already went to a Chacham to do Hataras Nedarim on my Nazirus, and therefore he's not really contradicting those Eidim. They're saying, we saw he became Tameh. And when he says Lo Nitmesi, he doesn't mean I didn't become Tameh. He's saying, I'm not really a Nazir. So we can explain his words, and therefore he's not really contradicting them. So now we begin the Mishnah. Shnei Nazirim. We have two Nazirim who accepted upon themselves a Naziris at the same time. Let's say both together on one day they said, okay, we'll become a Nazir, and they're both going to be a Nazir now for 30 days. She'amar lahen echon. And one person said to the two of them, Ra'isi echon mikem shenitma, you know, I saw one of you became Tameh. And the Gemara explains, we're talking about where two Nazirim was standing in a Rishus HaYachid. And this person was not with them at that time, because had that person been with them at that time, that would not have been a Rishus HaYachid anymore regarding Tumah. Rather, I saw the two of you from far away. I saw, let's say, a dead mouse was thrown at one of you, and it hit one of you, and one of you became Tameh. So I wasn't there, and therefore it was only the two of you, so therefore it's a Suffolk Tumah Rishus HaYachid. The Eini Yodeh Ezim Ikem, but I'm not sure who became Tameh. So Suffolk Tumah Rishus HaYachid, we say Sveiko Tameh. And we're talking about where the Nazirim are silent, or they have a Suffolk, they're really not sure as well what happened. And as we said in the introduction, this one witness is going to be believed. And therefore, each of these Nazirim are a Suffolk Nazir Tameh, Suffolk Nazir Tar. We're not sure what to do. So the Mishnah says like this, Migalchin, What they do is they wait until their Nazirus is over. They wait till the end of the 30, when the 30 days is up, and they are Migaleach. They're supposed to shave, and there is some question that the Rishonim deal with, and that the Gemara rather asks, Lama Megalchin, what if the person is not Tameh, he's violating Lo Sakif for Pasro Shem, he's cutting off his paste, you're not allowed to do that. And the conclusion is that we're speaking about whether two women or two ktanim whose father made them take a neder. So you have a case like that, two women, there's no iser, that's one of the three lotases, women are able to, that do not apply to women. Cutting off the payas and shaving the hair, the facial hair, and becoming tamei lemeis are three low negative commitments. Don't apply to women. So maybe that could apply. Or to ktanim, whose father made them into nazirim, and then they don't have an isra kafaf saros. That's one way to understand what the Mishnah is speaking about. Anyway, so what we do is, after their 30 days are up, Migalchim, remember, one of these is a Safek Nazir Tameh, and therefore has to go through a Tiglachas HaTumah process with special karbonos. Remember, two birds and a Keves La'asham. One Chatas, one Ola. One bird that's a Chatas, one Ola, and a Keves for an Asham. And one is finishing his Nazirus, and it goes through the Tiglachas HaTara. And the other one, who became Tameh, is going to have to start his count again, so it's very complicated. So what do we do? Migalchim, they shave their head when the 30 days are up, umivian, and together bishutvas as partners, they bring korban tumah v'korban tara, meaning they bring and they join together to buy two torim or two bnei yona, one lechatas, one laola, and a keves laasham, and they also buy the kafsar as a chatas and the keves as an ola and aisle for the shlamim, which are the three korbanos for the korban for the tiglachas hatara. Va'omer, one of them says like this, Imani hu ha-tameh, if I'm the one who became tameh and you're the one who's tar, korban tumah sheli v'korban tara shalach. So the korban tumah is mine, and the korban tara, meaning those three, the keves, the kafsa for chatas, and the keves la'ola, and the ayil for shlamim, are for you. And the other, the korban tumah, the two birds, and the one keves la'asham, is for me. And the imani hu ha-tahor, but if I'm the one who's Torah, this person says, and you're the one who's Tameh, Karban Tara Shali, the Karban Tara of the Tiglachas Atara are minus, and they shaved their heads already, so they did one part. Now dealing with the Karbanos, the Karban Tumah Shalach, and the Karban Tumah, those animals are going to be yours. So this way, they're covered. But not yet, because the one who's maybe the one who's really Tahor has finished his requirements, but the one who becomes Tameh has now gone through the Tiglachas Ha Tumah, but he still has to count, and he has to shave again and bring in the Karbanos Tara. So what do we do? Misofim Shloshim Yom. Now they both count another, because we're not sure who's who. So they both count another 30 days of the Zerus. And how much? Now, well, it depends. If they took upon themselves, let's say, an Azirus, let's say, for argument's sake, for 3 months, they have to count 3 months again. But let's say they took on an Azirus Stam, so they're going to count 30 days. Why is this so? So the one, the Nazir became Tamei, remember, he brought his Karbanos Tumah, but he's chayv to count his Nazirus again from the beginning and bring at the end his Karbanos Tara. So that's why they both have to count the Nazirus again. Umivian, at the end of that Nazirus, this new count, they bring Karban Tara. They bring it to Karban Tara amongst themselves. They join together to buy only those three animals, the Kafsa for a Chatas, the Kevis for an Olin, Aino for a Shlamim, because Tumah now they don't have to worry about. The only question is, the one who was Tameh before, he still needs his Tiglachas HaTara. Va'omer, and one says to the other, Imani hu ha-Tameh, meaning I was the one who was Tameh in the past 30 days ago or whatever it was 3 months ago. So Karban Tumah, behold, I brought the Karban Tumah already. Karban Tumah Shali was mine. The Karban Tara, and the one that we brought in the past, that Karban Tara was Shalach, was yours. The Zeh, and the one we're bringing now is Karban Tarasi. That's the Karban of my Tiglachas HaTara. So, and that I'm bringing now. Vimani hu ha-tahor. But let's say I was the one who was Tahor from the past, and you were the one who was Tameh. So then Karban Tara, the one that we brought in the past, Shali, that was the end of my Nazirus, that was the Karban Tara. The Karban Tumah that we brought in the past, Shalach, that was yours. Vizeh, and that which we're bringing now, Karban Tarascha, that is going to be, that's your Karban. And therefore they cover themselves when it comes to the Karbanos. But they're all chayiv to follow all the restrictions of the Nazirus until they follow all of the things that we discussed. Mesach on Mehem. So now it gets complicated. One of these Nazirim died before they brought these original Karbanos. What should the Nazir who's living do? He's a Suffek Tameh, but he can't make a Tanai on Karbanos because he has no one else to make this Tanai with. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, this is what he should do. Yevakesh Echad Min Hashuk. I should seek someone out from the marketplace. She yidor kenegdo banazir, and that person will be mekabel naziras based on what this person asked them to do. Va'omer, and say like this: Im tamei hayisi. If I was the one who was tamei, meaning I had to bring carbon. If I were, remember, one of those people died. So this nazir is alive, brings this random guy from the shuk, and asks him to accept the naziris upon himself, and now goes through this process, and says like this: if I was the one who was originally tamei, and the person who died is no longer here, he was who was tahor, and therefore, since I'm tamei, I had to start my naziris again, hare ata nazir miyad. Then you, person from the shuk, are going to be a nazir right now, so that the carbon tara that we bring after 30 days will be yours. Because after 30 days, I won't be able to bring a carbon tara right away, because I have to start my naziras from scratch, and I have to bring carbonos tuma right now. So if I was, if I was the one who was tamei, you're going to be a nazir right now. So then in 30 days from now, when we bring our carbonous tar, it's going to be yours. Vim Torah, you see, let's say I'm really the Torah one. The guy who died was a Tameh one. I never became Tameh. I'm now ready to bring my carbonous tar. So Hare Atan Nazir Achar Shloshim Yom. Then you, Mr. Person from the Shuk, you're going to be a Nazir. That's going to begin. So you're going to start in your Nazirus after 30 days. Meaning the one from the Shuk is going to count two nizirios min hasafek, one starting now, and then one starting after 30 days. Visofrin shloshim yom, and they start, they count 30 days from the time that this person from the shuk accepts the nizirus. Umivin, and after those 30 days, they bring karban tum of a karban tara, as we explained in the past. Karbonos Tamen, the Karbonos Tar, Va'omer. And this Safek guy, remember his partner died. This Safek guy tells to the guy from the Shuk like this: Imani hua tamei, if I was originally, I became tamei with my partner, and the other guy was tamei, meaning I became tamei, he was not tamei, the guy who died. And therefore, if I became tamei, your Nazir started when? It started right at the very beginning. Remember at that moment he said, if I was tamei, you're starting Naziris now. And therefore, your Naziris is over. And therefore, you chayv a carbon tara. So therefore, carbon tumah sheli, the carbon tumah is going to be mine, that I'm bringing now, the carbon tara shaloch, and the carbon tara, those animals, are being brought for your Naziris that you just finished. And if I'm the one who's tahor, meaning I never became tamei, and therefore your naziris didn't take effect until now, that first 30 days was not your naziris. Rather, I have to bring karbanos tara, then karban tara sheli, then the karban tara that we're bringing now, the first one is mine, the karban tumah b'safek, and the karban tumah that were brought are now brought only as a safek for me, meaning, what do we do? The chatas, because I'm not sure, but it's possible. So the chatas ha'of is brought as a suffix. It cannot be eaten. The olas ha'of is brought and with a tnai that it could potentially be an olas nedava. And the asham is not brought at all because a nazir, the halacha is that a nazir is tameh once he brings the chatas. We had this in the past. He was able to begin to count his Naziris Betara and the Ol and the Asham and Amaakev anyway. And then after those first 30 days where he brings the Karban Tuma and the Karban Tara, so, and the Karban Tuma Besaf and Karban Tara, we bring it, either belongs to one or the other. This Sofrim Shloshim Yom, then they count another 30 days. This Nazir is now, this guy from the Shuk is counting an extra, now another 30 days, along with this other guy. Umivin Karban Tara, and they now bring only a Karban Tara. Va'omer, as we did in the press case. Va'omer, and the Suffolk tells the random guy from the Shuk, if I was really the Tameh guy already originally, that dead mouse was thrown and hit me, and the guy, my friend who died, he was really Tahor the whole time, and therefore, when did your Naziris begin? It started immediately. Then Korban Tumah, the Korban that I brought, that we brought 30 days ago, Shali, that was mine. The Korban Tara, Shelach, and the Korban Tava that we brought was yours for the sake of your Nazirus, which was the end of those 30 days. Vizeh, and the Korban of now, Korban Tara Si, for this, these animals are the Korban of my Tara for the second Nazirus that I counted Betara. Vimani Uatahor, but let's say I was Torah the whole time. And therefore, Korban Tara Shalit, now those Korbanos that we brought at the beginning are mine for the original Nazirus. The Korban Tumah B'Safek, and therefore the Korbanos Tumah were brought as a Safek. Vizehu, and that's what we're going, and that which we're bringing now, Korban Tarasecha, is your Korbanos Tara for the Nazirus that you finished now. Because if this is true, that I was the Torah one, then your Nazirus is the second Nazirus, which is ending now. That is Rabbi Yoshua's suggestion. In such a case where one of the people who is a Safek Toma, Safek Tara died, what should this guy do? Get one guy from the Shuk. So Amar lo ben Zomer, ben Zomer said Rabbi Yeshua, Umishomei lo shiidor kenegdo benazir. Who's gonna find the Shuk who's gonna count two Nazirus and allow such a thing, right? And no one's gonna agree to that. Ella, you know what we should do, says Ben Zoma, in a case where one person died, one Nazir died, and one, and we have this one guy who's alive, and he's just Suffolk Tameh, became Tameh Suffolk, not maybe Chatas Ha'of. This is what this guy should do. The guy should bring a Chatas Ha'of as a Korban, as a Suffolk Tumas Nazirus. The Olas Behema, which is one of the Korbanos of Tara, remember, Olas Behema is one of the Korbanos of Tara, in order to be Migaleach upon that, the Tiglachas HaTara. All right, so now at least you have a Chatas Ha'of as a Suffolk Tumah, and an Olas Behema, which we know would be brought for Tiglachas HaTara. Va'omer im Tameh Ha'yisi, and I'm chayv to bring a Korban Tumah Chatas Mechol Vasi. So at least that Chatas animal was, Chatas bird took care of that. I don't have the Asham, and I don't have the Ola bird, but I have a Chatas bird. V'hol Nedava. And again, if I was really Tameh, so I'm bringing a Chatas as a Chova, and this Ola animal, because remember, if you're Tameh, you bring an Ola bird. This is an Ola animal. So the Ola will Nedava, because I'm not Torah, I was Tameh, so the Ola is brought as a Nedava. Now, why don't you bring the Shalmi Nazir? So, well, can't you bring that as a Nedava? No, well, Shalmi Nazir, which require Lechem and the Zerah B'Shela, that front leg that has to be cooked, so that's not brought as a, that type of Shlum is not brought as a Nedava. So that's why you can't bring that animal as a Nedava. All you're doing again in this Safek case, according to Ben Zoma, is you bring a Chatas bird, and that'll take care of the Tumah potentially, and an Olas Behema, which could potentially take care of the Tara, or be in a Dava if you were really Tameh. And now, Vim Torah, you see, and if I was really Torah, Ha'ola Mechol Vasi, this Ola animal is a Tiglachas HaTara Ola, it's the animal. I'm still chayav to bring a Chatas and a Shlamim for the Tiglachas HaTara. V'hachatas B'Safek, and this Korban Chatas bird is being brought as a Safek. This Sofer Shloshim Yom, which means if he originally took a Nazirus Stam, so he counts now, maybe he really became Tameh, and if he counts 30 days now, and if he had a longer Nazirus, so now he has to count whatever number of days he has to count again, a full Nazirus, Umevi Korban Tara, and now he brings all the three Korbanos Tara, Chatas, Ola, and Shlomen, V'Omer and say, Im Tameh Ayisi, if I was Tameh, and the Chatas Ha'of that I brought originally in case I was Tameh, so that was a Chova, the Ha'ola, Harishona, Nedava, and that original Ola that I brought animal was a Nedava. The zoo and the Ola I'm bringing now with the other Korbanos, Chova, that's going to be an Olas Chova for my Korban Nazirus, for my Tiglachas HaTara, an animal that's an Ola, and a Chatas, and a Shlomim that I'm bringing right now. Vim Torah, you see, if I was Tahor, so Ha'ola Harishona Chova, that Olas Behema that I brought before counting again is my obligatory Ola. The zoo and the Ola I'm bringing now is Nedava, will be an Olas Nedava, and Vizeh, and the Chatas, and the Asham, and the Chatas, and the Shlomim, rather than I'm bringing now, Shor Karboni, that's going to be my Karbanos for the original Nazirus. Because I already brought the Ola in its proper time. So now I've basically ordered the karbonos that I need, except the asham that's brought on tumah, but that's not a problem because the asham is not ma'akev. So that's all Ben Zoma's suggestion. Not bringing a guy from the shuk, but this guy can take care of things on his own. Rabbi Yeshua, nimtza, according to Ben Zoma, zeh maybe karbonosov lechatzoin. You're bringing karbonos split at different times. If it was a nazir tahor, so the olah that he brought at the beginning was for his chova. And after 30 days, or after a longer count, he counts the zeros again, he's bringing the chatas to the shlamim. The Chachamim said, no problem with being the Karbonos Lechatzon. In fact, the Gemara even asked, oh, Rabbi Yeshua, what's the big deal that you brought your Karbonos Lechatzon? So what? You brought all the Karbonos in the end? And the Gemara really says, Lo Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ela Lechadeh Bas Al Talmidim. In fact, there was nothing wrong with Lechatzon. Rabbi Yeshua wanted to sharpen the Talmidim to see if they could figure out that indeed there was nothing wrong with this as well. Parachas, Mishnah Beis. Now we need a little introduction to the mitzora and how that plays along with when there's nazirus, because both require tiglachas. So by way of introduction, a mitzora that now became tamei by a kohen says indeed this person has tzaras is called a mitzora muchlat. He sits out of the machaneh until he is healed, and those days that he's out of the machaneh are called yemei gomro. You have this a little bit. These are the days where he's a mitzora gomer. After he's healed from his tzaras, he brings two tziporim, chayos tahoros, and he becomes tahor, as you have in Parshat Mitzora. The Torah describes that. And we learn that a mitzora shaves twice. And his, because it says, v'gilachas kol se'oro, v'rachatz b'amayim v'toher, then he comes to the machaneh, and then he sits out of his oel shivas yamim, and on that seventh day, y'gachas kol se'oro, he shaves all his hair. So if we learn the mitzora shaves twice, and the days between those two shavings are called yamei safro, where he counts those 7 days of tara. After his second tiglachas, on that seventh day, he goes to mikvah. And on the eighth day, after going to mikvah yesterday and after Harav Shemesh, waiting until the sun sets, on that eighth day now, he's able to bring karbonos. All that Harav Shemesh and mikvah is on the seventh day, after that second shaving, and now brings karbonos. But he only eats kudshim, could only eat kudshim after he brings his these particular karbonos, because the mitzvah is included in that category of people called mechusrei kapara, where they're bringing karbonos to finish their tara in order to eat kudshim. A nazir who became tamei, who's not included in mechusrei kapara, so after he became tamei meis, let's say, and he has hazas par adum on the third and the seventh day, he's able to do karbonos right at that point, even though he didn't bring his karbonos. He has to bring nazir's karbonos in general, but he's tahor to eat kudshim even prior to that eighth day. Now, we already learned in the seventh parak regarding a nazir that had saras during his nazirus, that the yemei safro, which are the counting of those days, that 7 days of tara after the second tiglachas, and yemei gomro, the day he's a muchlot, where he's outside of the machaneh, do not count towards the days of nazirus. At the same time, although they don't count towards those days, they don't contradict those days. He doesn't forfeit any of the days that he has, and he doesn't need a tiglachas atumah. Now, we also learned in the sixth parak that the iser of a nazir shaving his head is pushed aside, is overridden by the tiglachas ha-matorah, because that's the tiglachas mitzvah. So we don't view a nazir who's a mitzorah and having to shave as a mitzorah to fulfill that mitzvah as violating the restriction of cutting the hair, which is usher for a nazir. That's all true, though, by a mitzora vadai, where you know he's a mitzora. But a mitzora safek, so then we don't push off to safek tzaras. We don't say, oh, that can be doch in his ears, because there's an iser in his ears, so you're not allowed to shave your head. And this person is only, you're not allowed to cut your hair. And this person is only a safek mitzora, so that does not override the naziris. Mishnah is dealing with a nazir here that was a suffek tamei meis and also suffek mitzora. To complicate things, he's suffek, he became tamei meis, and which obviously affects his status as a nazir, and he's also the suffek is a mitzora. One other introductory remark is that in order to understand the Mishnah, we need to know that you cannot do one tiglachas for nazirus and saras. We don't say saras and nazirus both need shaving. So nazirus need shaving the head, saras shaving the body. So we'll just do one. That doesn't work. And tiglachas, also to know that tiglachas, the shaving of saras, comes before that precedes Tiglachas of Naziris. Okay, now we're ready for the Mishnah. Pereches Mishnah Beis. Nazir Shoya Tame Bisafek U Muchlat Bisafek. You have someone who's a Nazir. He took upon himself a Naziris Stam of 30 days. Shoya Tame Bisafek U Muchlat Bisafek. Meaning, as two Sveikos. Safek if he became Tame Meis during his Naziris. And Safek whether he was a Mitzorah Muchlat and put away as a real Mitzorah and now became a healed from his Tzaras. So says the Mishnah, Ochel Bekotchim Achar Shishim Yom. He can eat Karbanos after 60 days. What does this mean? So of course he has to eat a Mitaher immediately from Safek Tumas Meis. And get sprinkled on the third and the seventh day with the ashes of the Paraduma. But he's not allowed to shave his right away until he finishes the 30 days of Nazirus, because maybe he was a Nazir who was Tahor. And a Suffolk Tzaras does not push off Nazirus, as we explained. And therefore, when the 30 days of Nazirus are over and he shaves, so this Tiglachas would have a three Sveikos if shaving after the 30 days of the Nazirus are over. Number one, maybe he was a Nazir Tahor, and now this shaving is a Tiglachas Atara. So he didn't become Tamei, because it's a Safek, Tumas Meis. So maybe he never became Tamei, and now after 30 years, you know why he's shaving? He's shaving his head, because he's finishing a Tiglachas Atara as a Nazir. Number two, you know what this Tiglachas may mean? Maybe he was a Mitzorah Muchlat. And this is a Tiglachas after Yemei Gomro, after those days of Tumah. And that, and what happens after that first Tiglachas of a Mitzorah? You have to count another seven days, which is Yemei Safro. And then in Migalech again on that seventh day, and become Toho, remember, by going to Mikvah and waiting until the sun sets and leaving the Karbanos on the next day, on the eighth day, to eat from Karbanos. And number three, so once again, this shaving may be, after these 30 days, maybe a Tiglachas Atara, if the Nazir did not become Tamei Meis. It may be a Tiglachas for the Mitzorah Muchlat, the first one. And number three, maybe he wasn't a Mitzorah, but he was just a Tamei Meis. And this is Tiglachas Atuma. And if that were the case, the Tiglachas Atuma for a Nazir who became Tamei Meis, he has to now count another 30 days of Nazirus Patara. So therefore, after those 30 days, and he now has to count and shaving, he now has to count another 30 days and shave a second time. That's what it means, 60 days. Because now, how does that help? If he was a Mitzorah, this is his second Tiglachas. And after he goes to Mikvah and has Harei Shemesh, he can bring the next day the Korban Mitzorah and he can eat Kachim. And that's what it means in the Mishnah. Ochel b'kachim achar shishim yom. And this is where we have all of these potential Sveikos. And which happened all on the first day of his Nazirus, and therefore he has to count 30 more days. Maybe he was a Nazir Tahor, count another 30 days, maybe he became Tamei Meis, but he still can't drink wine and become Tamei Meis, because maybe he requires two other Tiglachos, he maybe has to shave twice more, out of the possibility that maybe he was a Tamei Meis, and a Mitzorah Muchlat, if he was both. So the Tiglachas HaTzaras does not work for Tiglachas HaTumah. As we said, the Tiglachas HaTzaras does not affect if he was both Tamei Meis and Mitzorah Muchlat, so that he needs a Tiglachas HaTumah for Nazirus. But the Tiglachas HaTzaras does not affect that, so you need a separate Tiglachas for the Tumah. This is only Tiglachas HaTzaras, and therefore he has to now shave a third time as a Suffolk Tiglachas HaTumah, because the Tiglachas HaTzaras not going to help that. But maybe what? He was not a Tamei Meis, only a Mitzorah Muchlat. And therefore the two shavings he did were only for his Tzaras. Now he has to count another 30 days of Nazirus Patara. Why? Because the Yemei Gomro and Yemei Safro of Tzaras don't count towards the minion of Nazirus. And therefore he counts another 30 days and shaves a third time, which is a Safek Tiglachas Tuma, Safek Tiglachas Tara. Or maybe this is a Tiglachas Tumah, because the because the tiglachas of mitzora, assuming it was a mitzora, is not going to help for tiglachas atama. And the other possibility is maybe it was both a tamei mesa and a mitzora muchlot, and the third tiglachas was a tiglachas atama. And now, if that was true, if he was both, he needs another 30 days for his Naziris Betara and to be Megalecha Deglachas Atara. So that is, so if that's true, so that's what the Mishnah says again. A Mishnah says, a Nazir Shriyatame Besafik Mukhlat Besafik Ochel Bekotchim Achar Shishim Yom, and he can eat Kotchim after 60 days. That's okay, because that's only the problem of the Mitzora. But Vishose Yain Mitame Le Mesim, but if he wants to drink wine and be Mitame from Mesim, that can only be done Achar Mea Ve Esrim Yom, only after 120 days after he shaves four times, each one after 30 days, two for a Suffolk Tsaras, one for a Suffolk Tiglachas Atuma, and one for a Suffolk Tiglachas Atara. To complicate things more, you can look in the Bar Tanura and see what kind of carbonus this person has to bring after each and every Tiglachas. We're not going to discuss that. But in the end of the day, after 120 days, he's able to then, we were able to lift the restriction on the wine and tumah lemesim. And the Mishnah explains, why is this so? Only after 120 days, because shetiglachas hanega doche tiglachas hanazir bizman sheivadai. Because if you have a Nazir who's a Mitzora Vadai, so then he definitely can shave the Tiglachas for the for being a Mitzora during the days of Nazirus. Meaning after he became healed from his Tzaras, his Megaleach right away, the first Tiglachas for his Tzaras, and after 7 days, he'll do it again. And then finish the count of the Nazirus. Ava Bezmanchi is Suffolk, which is the case of the Mishnah, Eino Doche. The Tiglachas of the Mitzora is not Doche, the Tiglachas, the Isser of Nazir. And as we said, and therefore we have to have this very complicated process of 120 days.